Looking at that weather forecast, we've got right now temperatures in the mid-60s with a clear sky, and we had that July moon, the super moon last night that was just spectacular. Seen a lot of pictures of it showing up on the Facebook, but man, if you were able to catch it, man, that was cool. The forecast, we're looking at a sunny sky today, 94, clear and 67 tonight, Friday and Saturday, sunny and hot, highs of 96. And, you know, the heat index is going to get up there in the triple digits. We'll look for Sunday to bring a chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm in 88. That'll carry over to Sunday night in 69. But Monday next week, sunny and 95, Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny and hot, highs 100 degrees. Lake levels, Bull Shoals Lake, 675.64, and North Fork Lake is at 563.95. That is down 0.17. Time now for your weekly Lake North Fork fishing report as we go to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. And Gary Faraci to Bayou Resort. How we doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you in this beautiful thirsty Thursday morning?
Oh, well, I'm loving it because, you know, 66 degrees. Man alive, it's so much nicer when we got these cooler temperatures in the morning. And we've kind of caught a little bit of a break the first past part of this week, but it's going to warm right back up. But how's the fishing?
You know, the fishing's still going pretty good. I've had some guys tell me they think it's slowed down. Change your bait up a little bit. The waters, you know, their lake level's coming down. The water's moving. Majority of the people I talk to, you and I talked about it, the crappie fishing, still first thing early in the morning, still going good. In the evening, under lights, crappie, guys getting limits. Been very, very good for this time of year.
Yeah, and you know, I'm hearing that, you know, again, that tater bait is a really popular bait right now, but a lot of people, you know, I've got family members that have limited out three consecutive days, and all they're using is live bait.
Yeah, and both been working very good. I sell a lot of crappie minnows up here, and I don't think you can go wrong with the live bait on them. You really can't. And but if you look at, say, like at Borgman's Guide Service, he uses a lot of that tater bait, and he's getting people limits every single day he goes out.
Yeah.
I put the pictures up there. He's doing a heck of a job. He's killing it.
Well,
so both working really good right now.
You know, Steve has spent so much time on the lake, you know, on Norfolk. I mean, literally, he's got web feet. He's, you know, I mean, he knows. Steven knows where to go. And I'm just going to throw this out there. For you folks that are kind of new to, you know, the lake, it is worth every penny to hire a good guide and go with them a few times. And because they'll help their, I mean, the knowledge that you'll gain. And Steve is really a super, super, super guy. You know, he'll share some of that knowledge, how to work that bait, you know, depths, how to identify the colors to use. There's so much to it. And I mean, he'll catch fish. I don't care what month, what day of the week, he's going to catch fish.
He definitely will put you on the fish, and it's worth every single penny to go out and spend the morning out there with him. And just what you said, it's just awesome to do that. And he's going to put you on the fish. You're going to get 99% of the time, you're going to get your limit if you go out with him. He just he knows where to go. He knows the baits to use, the colors that are working. Yeah, it's worth every penny to get out there and use a guide.
Okay, now a small disclaimer. This is not an endorsement of Steve Borgman, but I am expecting a big mess of crappie fillets to be delivered sometime in the near future. No. but what about, you know, the largemouth, the stripers, the hybrids, the whites? Where are we at with those?
Okay, so the reports I've had the last few days, the largemouth has still been hitting first thing in the morning. You and I talked about that. Guys have been throwing that 10.5-inch LaRue red, gold, or silver speckled worm and been killing them with that. Just killing them with that. Still going on. A little blow up early in the morning, first light, still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Still happening on the largemouth. And then the stripers, the hybrids, it seems like over by the bridges, by the Blue Lady up through here, 101, up that way, a lot of guys been jigging. And then using shiners. And in the morning, they've been doing good up till about 10, 10:30. I've been putting the pictures up there, but, and they've been catching them.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. It's still on. It's just a lot of it now with technology is understanding your equipment and how to use them, and you know, you'll have a lot more success. But structure fishing still, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You may not catch as many fish, and you may have longer little spurts in between bites. But early morning, evening, I think right now probably, you know, the evening bite is the best, or do you think still that's better in the morning?
Well, I've been hearing both, Gary. I mean, I've had guys tell me first light they've gone out there, got their limits, whether it was crappie or bass, been doing really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. and then the vacationers that come down in their campers and that, and bring the kids and grandkids, yeah, perch fishing is really good. The cat fishing has been really good. Trout line or jugs, and that's a good summertime thing to do with the kids and the grandkids, and get out there. And you can always get a container of worms and go down and do, you know, bluegill fishing, and that's fun. That's a good thing to take kids out and get them in the boat and out in the water a little bit, and it's awesome.
For sure. Yeah, the perch and bluegill, is they're going to bite all the time, right? The hotter it is, the better your bluegill bite is. And catfishing, you're hearing some people doing the good work with the catfish?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the guys putting out jugs, they may put out, you know, 15, 20 jugs, and they've been getting 3, 4, or 5 nice catfish. And that's a good night. You're not going to get one on every hook, but if you can go out and get that many every night, a couple of nights, you got a really nice fish fry.
That is for sure. All right, hey.
Nothing like catfish.
Well, Gary, if folks want to know more or find out a little more about the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page. Take a look on there. Look at some of the pictures. Check it out. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you. Stop in if you're in the area. If you're going down to put your boat in the water, coming back, stop in and get a cold drink, and we'll talk about it. And, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Stay cool, and we'll talk to you next week.
Right on. All right, there you have it, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort and your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report every Thursday morning right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.